the first major comprehensive seed bank is in St. Petersburg in an old palace, and it's still there. And it was founded by a man named Nikolai Vavilov, and he was a biogeographer and plant breeder in Russia. He traveled the world and developed a really important theory called the center of origin, where he traveled the world and collected all the diversity around where a plant might have originated. So wheat is from the Middle East, which is why the seed bank is there. So there's all the diversity surrounding wheat. And potatoes, of course, are from the Andes. And so he went and collected all the different kinds of potatoes and brought them back to the seed bank in St. Petersburg. So it was the first really major seed bank, and it was the most biodiverse place on the planet. If you think about it, it was in the early part of the 1900s, just after Darwin's theory of evolution. So they were doing quite a bit of research and trying to crossbreed to help with famine, because Russia, of course, had all these famines. And during World War II, with the rise of Stalin, Vavilov fell out of favor and was sent to Siberia, where he died. And the seed bank remained in St. Petersburg in that spot. And the scientists didn't know where Vavilov was, because he just went to an important meeting in Moscow and just never came back. So there was the siege of Leningrad, which was almost, I think it was 2 years, and 300,000 people died in the city of St. Petersburg. They had evacuated the art out of the Hermitage Museum, but they had not taken the seeds out of the seed bank. And Hitler, with his interest in biogenetics, was super interested in the seed bank. So they were trying to sneak it out of the seed bank, and they got some boxes out, but they realized that they were not going to be able to do that. So the scientists barricaded themselves in the seed bank, and then seven of them died of starvation rather than eat the seeds. They had all the food that they could have possibly needed, but they didn't want to remove any of the biodiversity, so they died protecting this seed collection.
Whoa.
Yeah, because they recognized what an amazing resource that was irreplaceable at that point.
But they succeeded.
Yeah, they saved the collection. It's still in that site today.